James, did you hear something?
No, what?
Mom, Dad, help! Please!
Oh my gosh. James, hurry.
I'm trying to sleep, people. What's with the stampede?
Birdie, where's your brother?
Help! Anyone! Please, hurry!
The garage.
Mom, Dad, she needs your help.
Holiday!
Cyrus, out of the way.
She
has a pulse.
Mom, Dad, she passed out, fell to the ground.
When did this happen?
I checked the clock, around 11:42, so like 5 minutes ago.
Birdie, grab my medical bag from the closet. Cyrus, what happened?
I don't know. Well, we were arguing 1 minute, and then boom, she collapsed out of nowhere.
Here's your bag, Mom.
Wait, she's waking up.
You're alive!
Holiday, are you okay?
Honey, what happened?
Sup, guys? Anyone want to tell me why you're all standing over me like that?
Kids, have a seat in the living room. I'll bring out some hot chocolate to warm us up.
Holiday, tell me what you remember.
I went to look for Cyrus and found him messing with Hovey. We started to argue, and then I woke up with all of you staring at me.
And you feel okay?
Actually, yeah. Like I just had the best night's sleep ever.
Before you passed out, did you hear ringing in your ears? Headache? Nausea?
Is the scar on your hand burning?
Seriously?
Well, it's not like she's a muggle.
The only thing I remember feeling was annoyed at Cyrus.
Maybe it's stress or hunger.
Stress or hunger? It's not like she just fainted. It was like she was in a coma. I called her name, I shook her, and nothing.
A coma? But Holiday's invincible, right? I mean, she fell off a roof without even getting scraped.
No thanks to Cyrus.
Holiday, I'm sorry, but this is why that Whittier internship is so important. We have no idea what Whittier did to Holiday or what's wrong with her.
There is nothing wrong with my daughter. Holiday's not sick, Cyrus. She's just... None of my children is setting foot into Whittier. That's that.
Mom? Mom, wait!
Monica?
I'll get her. Mom? Are you out here?
Up in the treehouse, honey.
What you doing up there? Wait, I'm coming up. Ugh. I forgot how high it was up here. So, Mom, the treehouse? Really?
Your dad built this treehouse when you were born. Shipped it all the way out here when we moved. I thought he was crazy.
Especially since I was afraid of heights.
I think he made it extra special for you. It was a little scary each time you climbed up. You always loved sitting in that corner reading your Science Now magazines and comic books. Sometimes I look at you and I still see a 6-year-old trying to generate electricity from a potato.
But I'm not 6 anymore. And the things I'm trying to solve, they're bigger than potato lamps. You have to let me try.
But there are new variables now, aren't there? Holiday, Casey.
She's not my
girlfriend? She kinda was. And that's pretty cool. She's special.
Yeah.
I'm sorry she hurt you.
Whittier hurt me. Hurt all of us, right? I mean, from what you've said, they've been messing with this family since before I was born. Don't you want to stop them?
I can't let you go in there, Cyrus.
Mom, you worked for them. You know the only way to get any information is to get inside.
But sweetheart, it's not-
Safe? I know. But I also know I'm not alone. I have you. We need to know the truth. Why didn't Holiday get hurt when she fell? Why did she pass out for 5 minutes?
It was 6 minutes.
6 minutes, sure, whatever. But why? Don't you want to know what's going on with her?
As a scientist, yes. As a mom, I want her to lead a normal life.
What if we can have both?
A Holiday!
Cyrus is right.
I am?
If Cyrus can get into Whittier, then we have to help him.
I'm still stuck on the fact that you said I'm right.
I guess it's too late for me to ask you not to let it go to your head.
Okay.
Wait, okay, like I can do this?
Okay, like we can do this. But I'm calling the shots.